Good morning, everyone.
What is today? We don't know. Teddy, do you know?
Sunday?
Yeah, that's right. Do you know what today is? Emily, tell them what today is. Children's Day. That's right. So we're going to have most of our service this morning will be children's meeting. So if there's any children in the back that want to come forward yet, there's room for you up here, I think. So I'm going to read a couple parables this morning. And yeah, hopefully we can have a fun time. But the first one is, so we're going to talk about sowing and reaping this morning. So the first parable I want to read is the parable of the sower. And that comes out of Matthew chapter 13. So starting at verse 1, it says, "The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables." So there was Jesus was in the house, and then he went outside, and he went down by the sea to teach the people. And there was so many people that came that Jesus said, "Okay, I'm going to get in a boat and kind of get away from the shore a little bit, and then everybody can spread out and everybody can hear me." So that's what he did. And he told them this parable. "Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Then we're going to go down to verse 18, where Jesus is explaining this parable. He said, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30." All right, I'm going to hand out some pots to you girls. This is just for the girls to take, okay? Okay, so you can, I guess there's just one girl in the back row here, right? Okay, so each girl can take a pot. And then I've got some special pots here that I'll give to some of you older girls. You need more? Okay. We have more. All right. So after church, we're going to go outside, and we're going to plant some flower seeds in those pots. All right, we're going to see if we can grow some flowers. Now, I've got a question. Kinsley, what is in your pot?
Cement.
Well, do you think if we plant some seeds in there, it'll grow? Should we try it? Do you think they'll grow? Why won't they grow? That's right. There's no dirt in there. So if we'd pour some of these seeds in there, they'd bounce right off, and they'd just sit there, and birds would probably come eat it, right? There you go. Some concrete in there. That concrete symbolizes the path. Okay, we have sidewalks and stuff, and if seed gets on the path, it doesn't grow, right? Well, Jesus said that the path is like, seeds going on the path is like people who don't understand. So if we tell somebody about the gospel and they don't understand, it's like seeds falling on the path, on cement. So the seed is like the Bible and God's word, and the path is like, or the soil is like us. It's our hearts. So if our hearts are hard and we don't understand, that's like seeds falling on the path. So when we witness to people, we should try to help them understand, right? Because if people don't understand, then they won't get anything out of it. The seed won't grow. What should we do if we don't understand? If we don't understand the Bible, what should we do? Some parts are really easy to understand, right? But some parts are really hard. Well, one thing we can do is ask our friends what they think about this scripture, or ask our moms and dads about it, ask our Sunday school teachers, so that we can try to understand. Because if we don't understand, the Word of God is going to do us no good at all. And Solomon said that learning wisdom is really hard, and so we should work really hard to learn wisdom. And we all were at one time. Children and didn't understand things very well. But hopefully as we grow older, as we continue to learn and continue to work hard to understand, then we can grow and do better. All right. Jenica, what's in yours? Sorry, I'm not going to do that one. Let's do yours, Jackie. What's in yours?
Stones.
Do you think if we put some seeds in there, they'll grow? Why not? There's just stones in there. What if we would put a little bit of dirt in there? Do you think that wouldn't work, would it? What are those stones? What do they say? Okay, let's talk about them one at a time. So the stones are like, Jesus says that somebody who is like, the soil in their heart is stony, is they receive the word and they, like, it springs up. But the stones in their life make so that it has no root. There's no depth there. And so it doesn't do them much good. So when offenses come, they just fall away. They lose it because there's no depth there. There's no good earth. So Jesus said that offenses will come to every believer. So it's not the issue. The issue isn't that offenses come and that problems come. The issue is that we have stones in our heart, that it makes it hard for us to believe. It makes it hard for God's word to be fruitful. So let's read through the stones. So what's the first one say?
Selfishness.
So if we have selfishness in our heart, does it make it hard to be a fruitful Christian? I would say so. Let me see that. What's the next one say?
Bitterness.
If we have bitterness in our heart, does that make it easy to be a Christian or hard? That's right. What's another one?
Pride.
That's the biggest one of all. Wow. And what's the last one there?
Impatience.
Good job. That one, I kind of ran out of space and I wasn't sure if you'd be able to read it, but good job. So if we have these stones in our hearts, inside of us, if we have pride and selfishness and impatience and bitterness. That makes so when we hear the word of God, that it's really hard for it to grow, and it won't produce much. And things come along, and our pride rears up, and we get so impatient, and we get so bitter and angry, and we get so, what was the other one, so selfish, right? And it makes it hard to do what God wants us to do. All right, what is in yours? Thorns. Oh boy. Do you think seeds will grow in here with these thorns? Do you know where I got these thorns? Out of our garden, but don't tell. So we have two of them here. And Jesus said that, and I should have put some good dirt in there. Jesus said that the one with thorns is like, they get the word of God and it sprouts and it grows and we're off to a good start, but then we get distracted. Then some thorns come up, some things like the cares of this world. And the other one is deceitfulness of riches. So how can that choke out God's word? Well, anything, the cares of this world, anything that comes between us and God. So God wants us to pray every day and read our Bibles every day. God wants us to come to Bible school. God wants us to come to Sunday school and learn about him. There's lots of things that God wants us to do, but then there's other things, like maybe we want to go do fun things, and we don't have time to read the Bible, and we don't have time to pray, and we're so busy working that we don't have time to go to Sunday school, or whatever it may be. Okay? That's like the cares of this world coming in, and things that become more important than God, and they choke out God's word. And then the other one is deceitfulness of riches. So we get this idea, and it's funny, it doesn't say that riches, it says the deceitfulness of riches. So Jesus thinks that money can trick us into thinking things that aren't true. So sometimes we look at money and we think, wow, if I could get a bunch of money, then I could have a bunch of friends. And then I could do whatever I want. It would be so much fun to have a bunch of money. And if I had money, then I would be safe. I wouldn't have to worry about anything. But it's not true. And we'll spend all our time trying to get more money and trying to get more money. And we use our energy and our resources to get more money instead of using our time to learn more about God and to obey him. So, what's the last one here?
Soil.
Good soil. Look at that. Do you think seeds would grow in here?
Yeah.
I bet it would. What makes soil good? What? Mm-hmm. Yep. It's soft. And it's like you can work with it. You can stick the seed down inside, right? It's not like the concrete. You can stick it down inside and cover the seed up and stick it in there. It's kind of like hiding God's word in our heart. Like we memorize it and it's in there and we can remember it. And then it can grow, right? So, good soil. So first we need to take out all the thorns and we need to take out the rocks, right? And then have soft, and I think of soft soil as us having really soft, humble hearts and being gentle and kind. And good soil is deep. Like you could plant a seed right there in the top and it could send its root all the way down to the bottom of the pot and then it could be strong and it could be a good plant. So when you study God's word, you need to think deeply about things and consider them well. You need to have good soil. You know what another thing? So she talks about soil needing nutrients. What do farmers spread on their fields to make their soil good? Fertilizer or manure, right? Do you like it when the farmers spread manure on your neighbor's field right by your house? And it stinks? Well, do you know what is like manure or nutrients in our hearts? It's correction, discipline, and rebuke, right? Those things, it really stinks when we get rebuked. And it doesn't feel good, and we don't like it. But that's the only way we're going to grow. That's the only way we change, is when people come against us and make us better. And that's what manure does. It stinks. Nobody likes it. It gets the tractor and the manure spreader all dirty, and it makes the roads dirty sometimes, but it sure makes good crops. And that's why we put it on. All right. Verse 23, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. So Jesus wants you to bear good fruit. He wants you to be fruitful Christians. He wants people to hear God's word, understand it, and do it. So we talked about that some people hear it, but they don't understand, right? Some people hear it, but they have too many rocks in their life, and it makes so that it doesn't work. Some people hear it, and they have good dirt, and it starts to grow, but then they get distracted by the cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches. But some people hear God's word, and they work really hard to understand it, and then they apply it or they obey it. And that's what makes a fruitful person, is obedience to God's word. So the first part, so we kind of talked about God's word being seed and our hearts being the soil. And remember that it's an illustration, okay? It's like, the kingdom of God is like this. So we're trying to understand our hearts and understand God's word in our hearts, what it does. But another parable here talks about it a little bit differently. It talks about us as being seeds and the things that we produce. So I'm going to read the next thing here, the next parable. Okay, here we go. Verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Does anybody know what the tares are? What, Emily? Like weeds. Then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? So what happened was, this man got his field already, and he took good seed, and he went out and spread it all throughout his field. And he went to bed that night thinking, oh, we're going to have such a good crop of wheat. And then his enemy, when it got dark, his enemy snuck out there and had a bunch of thistle seeds and spread them all out in the field, and then went back. He's like, what do you think's going to happen? And then it started to grow, and it was a nice field of wheat, and then all of a sudden a bunch of thistles started growing, and his servants said, where did all these thistles come from? Didn't we sow good seed? Where did all these thistles come from? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So the servant said, well, let's go out and pull up all the thistles. But the master said, no, let's not do that. Let's let them both grow together, because if we pull up all the thistles, if we go out there, we're going to step on a bunch of wheat. And if we pulling up all the thistles, we're going to pull up all the wheat too. So let's let them go together. And in the end, we'll cut them all down, and we'll put the thistles in one pile, and we'll burn them, and then we'll put the wheat in my barn. What does this mean? Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. So the good seed are people that follow God, that obey God, that give their heart to Christ. But the evil ones, or the tares are the evil ones, the ones that reject God. The enemy that sowed them in the field, that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So that means that the righteous, the ones that have good soil, the ones that get rid of distractions, that get rid of the rocks, those will shine forth like the sun in the end. And they'll get to go and be with God in heaven. But the wicked will be like the thistles that are pulled out of the field and burned up. So it's important that we... have good soil in our hearts, right? That we produce good fruit, that we do good things. Now, after church, we're going to go outside and plant some flower seeds in there, okay? So hang on to those pots, and right after church, we'll go out back and do that. Now, for you boys, I'm going to give you something. Why don't you take one and pass it down? So we've been talking about having good hearts, having good soil, allowing God's word to grow. So when you receive God's word, what are you going to do with it? When you see that God's word says to tell the truth, what are you going to do? So what do you have there, Teddy?
A dollar.
A dollar coin, right? What are you going to do with it? That's yours to keep. What are you going to do with it?
Probably go home and put it in my savings.
There you go. All right. Let's read another parable. This is in Matthew 25. Verse 14, For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. So this man was really wealthy, and he gave some money to his servants. He said, I'm going to go on a long journey, and I'm going to give you some money, and I want you to spend it wisely. And he didn't tell him what to do with it. He just gave it to him and said, you do what you think with it. And so the one he gave 5, we'll say he gave him 5 coins. And so he went and used that money, and he traded and did some things, and he earned 5 more. And the other one had started out with 2, and he went and did the same thing. He traded and made it work, and he got 2 more. But the one, he was like, I'm going to hide it. So he went, dug a hole in the ground, and stuck it in there and hid it. Because he was afraid of losing it, I think. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. So he went and got his talent and brought it. Just the one, but he didn't do anything with it. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, what are you going to do with your dollar? You know, when think about what you sow, you're going to reap, right? What you plant, you're going to harvest. If you plant good seeds, you'll get good crops. If you plant bad seeds, you'll get bad crops. So, the seed of God's word comes into your heart. God gives you a gift, okay? What are you going to do with that? Are you going to multiply it, make it better? Or are you going to hide it? Are you going to waste it? A seed starts out so small and insignificant. It's like $1. It's not much, but it can grow. And it can grow into something big and beautiful, something useful. So what are you going to do with that dollar? You could buy a can of pop. So I went to Walmart the other day and walked past the pop machine, and it said you can buy a can of pop for $1. So you could take that dollar into Walmart, stick it in the pop machine, and get a can of pop, open it, and drink it up, and throw the can away, and then you have nothing. Right? Or what if you would take that dollar and buy a packet of watermelon seeds and plant some watermelon seeds in your garden and take good care of them, weed them, water them, and when they grow, you might have 5 watermelons. I don't know how many watermelons grow on a plant, but you might have 5 watermelons and you could sell them for $4 a piece. That'd be $20 out of that $1. And then you could take that $20 and you could do something. Well, you could buy more seeds for next year, and then you could maybe buy a hoe so you could make your weeding job easier. And you could buy enough seeds to grow 100 watermelons. And then you'd have $400. And it just keeps growing from $1, right? Well, that's what God wants us to do with his word that comes into our hearts. He wants us to make it grow. Galatians 6, verses 7 through 10 says, Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you waste it, you'll get nothing. But if you use it wisely, you'll get a big reward, a big harvest. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. So if we cast aside the good things that God gave us, and if we just sow seeds of selfishness, what are we going to get? Do you know what's really interesting? If you, let's talk about dishonesty a little bit. If you tell one little lie, it's not very big, just a little lie. And sometimes you have to tell another lie to cover that lie up. And then another lie, and it gets bigger and bigger. And pretty soon we have a lie that's as big as this room. And what are we going to do with that? But that's how it is. Things multiply. It starts as something little and grows to something big. So you can take that dollar and, oh, I don't want it. Throw it on the floor. Throw it out in the parking lot. You could do that. But then you'll get nothing. And that's how it is. In the end, if we don't take God's word and multiply it and grow it in our hearts, we end up with nothing. And it works the other way too. Like, if we do something good, one little small act of kindness can do so much good in the world, right? It can multiply and grow. So Harmony, if you learn that God really loves you and you decide that you're going to love the friend next to you really well, just like God loves you, you're going to love her just like God loves you. And that makes her feel good, and that plants seeds of love in her heart. And she feels, I'm going to love all my friends. And so she loves two or three more people. And those two or three more people love the whole bench. And that whole bench loves the whole church. It can grow. So a little seed of kindness can spread throughout the whole world. Right? All right, so you all sit here really good. I'm going to talk to your moms and dads here for just a little bit. So I guess we're all children here, so children of someone. And you know, as adults, we're old enough to be reaping what we've sown in our life. Like, we're at the age where the choices that we've made when we're young have affected our lives. And we continue to sow seeds today. We continue to make choices that will affect the people around us, affect our future. And I want to read another parable here. Matthew 25, starting at verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And behold, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. I just can't imagine being there in this day of judgment and standing before a holy God, and this is it. Like, there's no more opportunity to do anything different. Like, we're getting the reward, and that's it. There's no more opportunity for change. And God's standing there, and he's separating people. He's like, you go on that side, you go on that side, and we're making a division. And he turns to the one, and I can't imagine the horrible feeling of just waiting for his words. What is he going to say about us? But he turns to the ones on the right, and he says, Come and enter my kingdom. And won't that be amazing to hear that? And then he says, Because you produce fruit, you did these good things. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in? Or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And I think that is really neat. Those little seeds of the gospel, the little seeds of God's word, changed these people, and they went out to the least and treated them like royalty, took care of their needs, and blessed people. And then what a reward they reaped. What a harvest. They weren't doing it for status or fame. They were doing it for Christ. They did it to the lowest people. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And it sounds like a bunch of people who had a bunch of rocks in their lives, a bunch of thorns, or maybe just people who were hard-hearted and didn't understand. And I just pray that this is not the case for any of us here. We continue to plant seeds today. And so I want to encourage you in that. It's never too late to start planting good seeds. And, you know, redemption is a real thing. You know, as we get to the age where we start to harvest some of the decisions we made, or we start to get a crop, and maybe it's not what we want, it's not what we expected, redemption is a real thing. So the law of the harvest doesn't change. Like, we come to God in repentance, we say, God, I'm sorry. Look at this harvest that I have. It's horrible. It's a field full of thistles. And God doesn't change the harvest, I don't believe, but I believe that he uses it for good. He can take those things, the bad fruit, and he can use it for his good. He can make good things come out of it. He can use us in his kingdom in the middle of our bitter harvest, and I thank God for that. So I encourage you to plant and water other people. You know, like I told the children, when we're fruitful, it plants seeds in other people's hearts. And Paul talked about that he planted, Apollos watered, you know, they worked together and God gave the increase. So continue to spread the good news, continue to spread the seed. And plant in patience. It takes time, it takes watering, it takes some cow manure sometimes. But it's good, it's good for us. And then lastly, I think, and I appreciate the emphasis on faith that we've had this morning throughout Sunday school and stuff, but I'd encourage you to plant in faith. Spread God's word in faith that he will bring the fruit. May the Lord bless you. Oh, and I guess after the service, I'm going to be out filling pots with dirt, so I probably won't be at the back.